We're recording already, and now, one by one, you're going to be given the floor. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Three more people. Delgado and Nat. You know what the scenario is, and we can start.
Okay. Okay, let's call you the first one, I guess.
Okay.
So, what are the other options? What do you see?
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Okay. The fact is that as you read in the book, I don't believe that conformity is a good thing for a business. So I believe that these coworkers or bosses are suffering conformity. So I believe that he needs to talk with all of them, explain everything that he's seeing or suffering or and trying to rock the boat to stand out and give good good solutions or the path explaining everything and try to explain them that if all of them are thinking the same, they are not working well and they need to have different opinions and find the best option. I don't know what more can I say. It's really weird because I'm hearing me
So what's this? We can solve that problem very easily. You see that there is a microphone next to everyone's face. Sometimes, if someone hasn't connected the microphone correctly, it creates an echo. For that, my suggestion is that you disconnect everyone else, except, for example, us tutors who have checked the sound before starting. And in that way, you will only hear yourself talking.
Now it's much
A after
better.
that, you can.
Yeah.
The same happens to me. That's
Okay.
it is for everybody. So what you can do is disconnect the sound of every one of the talking heads, except your own and ours, because in that way we can establish at least a bidirectional conversation.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Sanchez.
I don't
Hello?
know if anybody's
Can you hear me?
hearing this. I don't know what to say because I couldn't listen to the
Are you not here,
scenario
Sanchez?
because of the technical problem. So I was late. I don't know what I have to do.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes,
Yes,
go
go
on.
on. Hear me? Yeah, let me.
Perfectly.
I don't know if anybody's. Once.
Yes,
Yes,
we
we
are.
are. I don't know what to say because I couldn't.
Can you read the screen from the where you are? So you are supposed to be part of a team of some co-founders of a company, and this company is suffering from groupthink. That means that they don't have fresh ideas and they don't know how to cope with problems. So they are not making good decisions. But there is one of them who is called Beata, that things that actually she can stick her neck out and suggest new ideas. Now, in this scenario, Beatas have some options, right? One clear option is just to be part of this philosophy of not saying much about it.
I'm not a very creative person.
Or the other option is just to stand up to
think
the
a lot
and explain
always to make a decision.
Your ideas about, are, right?
About almost everything.
According to your own.
Of course, in this simulated situation,
I would say she should
stand up
and
raise her voice and try to express new ideas she has. I don't know, because I have to imagine the scenario, like which kind of company, which business is in it. Or what are they selling? What they want to do? I don't know. Imagine they are a music business, like a recording company or something. I think it's always best if you try to, if you have a nice idea and you think it can be helpful, you should say it. And try to share it with your colleagues, because of I think it can be helpful for everyone. I don't know, at this moment I'm kind of like shocked. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I'm a little bit I'm very nervous, by the way. I'm stuck. Yeah. Like the company.
You're stuck. Right, I think you but I think that what you said is quite clear, that it's better, you know, just to stand up to the other co-founders and say, hey, we have to do something about it. And just, you know, play it safe and don't say and don't do anything. Okay, and we have Delgado there, right?
I'm here. Hi.
Okay. What do you think? Should she continue to rock the boat or just do the line?
Well, in my opinion, I think it also depends on how she is. I mean, if she's a very self-secure person, or if she has the strength to lead a fight with the company, with the colleagues. But if I were in her shoes, I would try to give them reasons to show that they are wrong. She could as well make a presentation or a campaign, doing a survey to show to their colleagues what other kind of options have to get successful again. So in my opinion, she should stand up to them and give her reasons.
Absolutely. And Grande? Is Grande or Monday? Right. I can't read it well.
So? Nandit. I think that is my surname.
Nandit. Oh,
yes.
Sorry. I just
okay.
Didn't read it.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I think that at first I think that Beata is a fighter, so she's worried about the company. So I think that she rocks the boat, actually, because she said something about the problem. So as my colleague, my classmate said, I completely agree that maybe making some presentation about her reasons, about the options, about the feelings and so on, because the main goal is that the company will be successful. And she is, I think that she sees that the company maybe will fail. Okay. So, I think that this is a good point for her. So she's a fighter. And of course, on the other hand, I think that she's been accused of being disloyal. It's a kind of problem because maybe her popularity in the company will be Well, maybe her task, maybe her boss accused her for something bad. But this is the real point is that I think that she's worried about the company, and this is the main reason for that Beata. I think that she could expose her opinions. And in a well way, in a presentation, some conversation about the problems and so on. Well, I think that this is my opinion. I think that she rocks the boat absolutely.
Yes, good. It's true that sometimes we have this situation in many companies and also in the public sector, right? Especially in the public sector where people, even though they want to say things, sometimes, you know, they are not motivated to do so just because, you know, they don't will get extra benefits for doing so. But any case, do we have any other person who wants to say anything about it, Thomas?
Yes, I think that she's easier
on scenario two.
Well,
I think there's still a person who hasn't spoken.
Sorry,
who? I just see.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I think that. Okay.
Isn't a Perez right there? Hello. Right. We'll try a little bit later. Is there anything else that anybody would like to add concerning the groupthink problem?
Maybe I think that the easy way is just toe the line, because you will not have any problem and so on. But we are here, so the company, if he lost her job, then it's a different question. I think that if you can avoid the failure, I think that it's better for all the workers.
The balance
right.
that you have to strike is it beneficial for you, or is it beneficial for everyone, or does it make you feel better with yourself? That's probably the point that you want to make.
Oh, okay. Yes, you are right.
Okay, this is the first round. Now we are going to deactivate the people who have intervened. We'll see in a moment.
And later on, perhaps we can discuss it all together in the conclusion.
Delgado, Jean Andes, and there we are. Our second situation. Go ahead, Maria Angeles.
Okay, second situation is something that we can think about when we do a sport in a team, right? So imagine that you enjoy walking in the hills and you are now with your friends, Ellen, Peter and Otto, and it is a good way to keep fit and you enjoy one another's company, of course. However, the others sometimes insist on going off the path, and more than once this has put the group in a dangerous situation, right? So you have made your opinion clear. But your friends have begun accusing you of being no fun at all. However, you are more experienced heel walker and you understand the danger is there. So what is the best solution? Should you just toe the line and go with them even though you don't think that it is safe for you? Or would you rather be kind of arrogant in the sense of saying that they shouldn't go that way and be more careful and just stick on the path that you suggest that is safer for all of them? I hope that it's been clear for everybody that now, the second situation.
Now let's go for the second group. We have Ila Torre. Two people starting with J, J Martin. And we have J Rivera. El Villalba. And one more person. O Lopez. There we are. Five Good. More people.
Okay, so Martin, first of all, I see your face there. I don't know where are you a sport?
Yeah, I like to do a sport. Yeah.
Good.
So it's a difficult question. Yeah, in my opinion, first of all, I would try to explain my reasons and to talk with them in order to say them, okay, let's try to do another thing less dangerous. But at last, if they want to go that way, I think that I will go in the safest way because it depends on my safe. So I will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't want to come with me, it's their problem.
Right.
So I think that this is my contract.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the expression peer pressure? Have you heard about that expression?
No.
No? You know who your peers are? Peer, P-E-E-R. Your colleagues, your classmates, or sometimes your colleagues at work, actually. Or people who are at your level. For example, you are doing a PhD, you know, the PhD students that work with you. Right, so there is also some peer pressure going on in these kind of situations. And sometimes you have to be a little bit brave, you know, just to stand up to all of them and say, hey, you are wrong, I am right. But in a way, you should kind of be inspiring rather than hectic or, you know. So it's kind of a balanced way of leading people to the right goal.
Yeah.
So do you feel that you are in your personal life, do you really... sometimes rock the boat, or do you usually toe the line, so to speak?
I usually rock the boat. It depends. If I'm in my work with my boss, if I want to rock the boat, I try to do it in a safe way, trying to explain my reasons in a
in a good way, but usually if I with my friends or with my family that I am more confident with them, I usually rock the boat very strongly.
Okay, good. Now we have Rivera. Is Rivera or
yes.
There? Okay. Nice to meet you again. And what do you think about it?
I think that if I am the more experienced walker in the group, I have also the responsibility of the security of my friends, and I would tell it to them, saying that if one of my partners broke a foot or a leg, I don't want to carry with them this injury. And I think I should rock the boat for this reason. If I really know a hill road, I would search some off-road or alternative road for their day joy, but if I knew this path previously, so they can have fun, but not so dangerous at the other times. Is the only middle solution I can see. In another way, I only rock the boat.
Sure. And sometimes it's very frustrating, right?
Yes, but if you are not only see when your partner put themselves in trouble, they are putting the responsibility on you. And if some trouble happens, the problem is yours. And if they don't want to hear that, the best solution is to dissolve the group.
Yes, okay. And have you read about this type of situations in the supplementary readings provided for Unit 3? Or is this topic new for you?
From my opinion, it's I read the text of the Unity, but the most part of my opinion is of my own.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Hi. Now we have Villalba here. Hi.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Yes. A little. Yes.
I think like my classmate that the best option is to take the safe path. But I know that sometimes it's more funny if you take some risk. For example, my boyfriend loves taking risks, and I am the person who try to explain him the problems and the dangers. What? Sorry. the dangers of the situation. But sometimes I think you have to do different things and maybe with some risk. But trying to reduce this risk with other options, I don't know, maybe preparing the route better or having more security systems, that kind of thing. And in that way, you can change and not do every time the same path, but without having so many, taking so many things. I don't know.
Yes, I understood your position. Now, it's true that at school, everybody has had someone there who was always, you know, like suggesting things that perhaps you didn't realize they were good for you. So sometimes it's true that there are some people who are more alert or more, you know, concerned about things that you don't really see. And it's true that sometimes these people can feel very frustrated because they are not really acknowledged. But so sometimes they try to get, you know, a posture or something like making them more attractive, just not to be rejected by the group, because as the topic says, you know, groupthink is quite easy in large groups, especially at schools where there are like 30 students in a group. So that's why I think that in an Anglo-Saxon in Anglo-Saxon schools, or even in America, it's also important to work in small teams. I think that in Spain or in most Mediterranean countries, we are not used to working in teams. But actually, it's more beneficial for everybody because you don't have to, you know, to stand up to a big group. If you are just four people, I think it's easier to, you know, to say your own ideas rather than if you are in a large group. What do you think about this? Lopez, is there?
Yeah, I hear. Well, in my opinion, there are two options.
Well,
the most experienced worker, one possibility could be that my partner,
I believe that something's happening to your mic because we have lost your signal. Could you check your volume once again? Because say a few words once again.
Is it possible to hear me? Can you hear me? It's not possible. Yeah, I will try to.
It's very low yet, but we can hear you.
Yes. Better now? Can you hear me now better?
It's
lower?
It's better, yes.
I have said that there are, for me, two options. One could be that as the most experimented worker, I could design a path with a high difficulty, but in a path that ever sits in the nature. So I could say then that it's an offside path, and they believe it. On the other hand, we could go to a a more safety place, and they could go off as they want. Every pass is very easy and it's safe for all of us. So I think it's better to manage the situation and they have to understand that safe is very, very important. And for my part, I have to make that they are happy doing some of very difficult parts.
Yes, I think that it should sound more. Your advice should be more helpful than mandatory, right? So that your friends would still go with you, and you wouldn't have any, you know, problem after that experience. So they could go with you. They would like to go with you next time, right? And on the other hand, you could also suggest, you know, like new ways of coping with new difficult paths that could be also kind of fun for them, right? Okay, so shall we go on with the third scenario, Thomas?
Someone not spoken yet?
I can only see
anything else to
four
say?
People, four students. Has everybody met someone who is always right, or who is always, you know, trying to convince you to do other things than you normally do? Parents, I think that sometimes, especially with teenagers, are the ones who need to, you know, to rock the boat in the family, because sometimes they just go with the ideas of their friends, of their peers, right? So sometimes it's difficult for both, for the leaders and for the people who stick to deal with groupthink, right?
All right, Ela Torre, is there anything else you would like to add on this walking in the hills scenario?
Do you have any experience walking in the hills, by the way? I think Martin, right?
Yeah, when I was in the high school, I did some walks in the hills with my teachers. So, but in this case, the teacher is who told us where we should go. So, it was easy.
So you were right, and you were clever enough not to go to the wrong way, right? Yes, not
yeah.
To have any problems, right? That's also something that has happened recently with, you know, these four guys who went on the mountain with no equipment, and the police were very, you know, reluctant to help them, because they say, well, it's your own mind, your own business, because you didn't pay attention to all the regulations and all the norms. Now you can stay there on the mountain for a couple of hours. Do you remember that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so shall we go on? Then we could just, at the end, we can just... Right. Okay. Let me just... move on to scenario three. And this is more about gossiping rather than taking different actions. Okay? Shall we read it, Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. Now, think about this situation. A group of friends often go out in the evening after work. Now, several members of the group often say very negative and mostly untrue things about another friend who rarely joins the evenings out. One in the group, called Bob, challenged them a couple of times, but they accuse him of having no sense of humor at all. Bob thinks this behavior is creating a lot of unnecessary negative feelings for everyone, but he's also aware that he's sticking his neck out and he's in danger of making himself unpopular. So what should he do? What options does he have in this situation?
And we start with S. Rodriguez, who has her hand raised.
Hello. Hi there. I'm happy.
We finally reached.
To see my face on the screen at last.
Oh, yes, I did.
I don't know how this functions, so I was absolutely embarrassed to not get to work it out.
Would you like to start with the third scenario?
Yes, but I was I am a bit surprised and I haven't had enough time to read it yet. So I'm afraid I need a bit of time to think about it. It's the first time.
We'll get back to you then.
Yes, and I don't have any experience, so I ask for some understanding towards my difficult.
We'll try to be there for you.
A group of
so we also have Steveth and Guerra. Who would like to begin, Steveth or Guerra?
Steveth, are you there?
Hello. I could do it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So what should? Okay. Have you read
can hear me?
Scenario now the situation? Yeah. Yes.
I'm using the laptop microphone.
Sure.
Can you hear both? Yes, it's fine. Don't worry. So let's begin with you, S. Guerra. You're the first one to discuss this gossip scenario.
Who's going to begin?
So imagine that you are with a group of friends.
Who's going to begin?
Yourself.
Okay. Well, I've...
Yes, you.
I've suffered from group thinking once, so I'm quite experienced about this. When that happened to me, I definitely rocked the boat, so I think that's what he should do. Of course, it didn't happen to me when I was at work. I was at high school and things were quite easier because if you rock the boat, you don't get fired. And Bob should think about his job because he could lose it. And of course, it would be a problem. I don't think if you hear me, I'm hearing an echo.
If you can hear,
yes, we can.
If you can hear, echo, then you should disconnect the loudspeaker sign or the microphone sign that is next to each of the people who are around you in this talking head square. That's the most useful thing to do. So you can disconnect everyone except us tutors and yourself, and then continue talking, and the echo will go away. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's better now. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, I think a job, this is a very, very difficult thing to overcome, because they are your colleagues, and you can't be disagreeing with them all the time. But I think they say they're going out, so it's not a, really a job problem. So Bob could always stop going out with that people. So I don't know if it would be possible, but
so the moral of the story would be that if you're in a professional environment, like happened to yourself, you have to question the situation first before acting, and in the case of a group of friends, perhaps, if they are not convenient for you, you should break all bonds with them. You have made a point, yeah? Stebeth, do you agree or disagree with this opinion?
For example, is in a company, in a workplace, work different people who have different personality. Okay, but is the behavior of Bob is I'm nervous because my first time.
It's not showing. We can't notice that you're nervous. You're doing very well. Continue as you were.
Is for me, by my opinion, is necessary to go out sometime after work, because is when you are working, you only work. But after that, is a good time to know your colleague or your mate. Is a normal situation in a company that there are people don't connect to other people, because each person has different personality. As in this case, Bo challenged them a couple of times to keep in touch, to know, and to try to break certain gossip about a common friend.
Yes, I think it's sometimes is safer, you know, to go with the flow, right? But on the other hand, you lose the opportunity to really meet clever people than who do not do it, who are really more interesting, just because they are courage, they are brave to say their ideas, and you can also learn, I'm sure, much more from this type of people than from those who really, toe the line and do not want to even get any unpopular reputation, or just want to keep relaxed and But these two people at one point, I think that will suffer from his or her own passive attitude, I think. I think there's someone else in the group now that can say their...
Yes, A. Perez. She was
opinion.
In the first group. Now she has a second chance.
Rodriguez, are you ready now?
Technical problem.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, let's start with Rodriguez and then with Perez. Okay?
I didn't understand yet if it is now my turn. Is it?
It is.
Sure. Yes, it is.
Okay. the theme discussed is hard for me to think about because I suffer from a bit of social anxiety. So it is probably that I will never find myself in such a situation because I never go out with my workmates. however, gossip is something that I strongly hate. It's something that makes me feel very uncomfortable. Although my tendency is always to go with the flow, because what I've just said about my social anxiety and my fear to stand out in social situations, I think that I'll in such a situation I'll go against it and I'll set something against what I think is an unfair behavior and unfair treatment towards the person the person who is being I don't know how to say it who is being treated unfairly. So that's all for now.
Okay, thank you. I think it was very clear. Now let's move on with Perez. Would you like to join the discussion?
I think we're having some problems with your sound. Try to disconnect the headphones just in case, even if the sound quality is not as great as with the microphone that is next to your face. Still no sound. No sound at all.
No sound at all.
Try to refresh the page, even if it takes you out of the conference room for a second. We'll try to give you the floor again. Thank you.
She's going to try again, right?
Yes, I hope so. Try again?
Yeah.
Now better?
Yes, now yes. We can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm unable.
Yeah, just speak up and we can hear you.
Now? You can't? Okay, no? Thank you. So, okay. I don't remember what I was going to say. Well, I think that at work there has to be some politeness. So, sometimes it's better to be unpopular. Rocking the boat, I don't fight a completely negative behavior. Maybe it's better to explain it politely that you are not going to do certain aspects or that you don't accept certain behavior towards other people. And making them be aware, if possible, that they have to think how other people can feel, if they feel good or not, and try to be as empathic as possible. And always considering that that people is always saying negative things about you, but you are working, so you are not looking for friends. You are with your workmates, and you have to be professional and be as positive as possible with all your partners, because maybe the others that are all negative aspects and they are not having a good time due to these negative things that they have told about them.
Yeah, sure. So politeness is a big issue. It's true. And you should try to look friendly and polite, but at the same time helpful, right? So you are clever enough to explain your reasons. I think that most people would accept your way. I mean, your opinion, your views, right? But it's true that sometimes if you are too, how could I say, too mandatory or too negative sometimes, like don't, you should, that's something that we could also work a lot with language, right? Sometimes that's something that happened to me living abroad, that they say, well, you know, Spanish people, you are always saying you must, and sometimes we sound unpopular because we do not have this this Anglo-Saxon politeness, you know, that they are always kind of ironic sometimes, and they always, you know, use these conditional sentences, this other type of language that they know very well how to use it. And I think that sometimes Mediterranean people, we are too straight sometimes. We want to make things straight very quickly sometimes. And, you know, I think that we have to give time to people to understand our views. So I think I agree with you, actually. Okay, any other comments? Have you ever had any experience abroad? Because, and sometimes it's because your manners or your way of saying things sound a little bit, you know, unpopular or a little bit impolite. And it was not your intention at all, but it happens to be that way because of your own pragmatics provided in your language. Have you had any problem with that?
Yes.
Who said yes?
That question?
Okay.
I said,
sure.
I said yes. That's
okay. What happened, Rodriguez, to you?
Yes. I think that this is a very important question. I think this is the key for almost everything I think this is the key for success. And this is one of my big problems, my lackness of politeness. you're right that in Spain we tended to be a little bit rude with when socializing. I have a sister living abroad in the United States, and she says the same thing that you have just pointed out, that in this country we are a little bit aggressive towards the others. And personally, this is also something that I can't help doing. So when I feel the need to disagree, to confront a difficult situation, always a wave of anxiety washed over me. I can't help it. Yes, but it's not my intention to do so. But it's difficult for me to control my emotions. I suppose
we
have enough experience.
We have an opinion by Edelgado concerning Edinburgh, I think it was, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I've been living for 6 months in Scotland, in Edinburgh, and 3 months in London, by different both of them. But the main difference about the Spanish and England or Scottish people, in my opinion, is about how we express ourselves, because Spanish people usually talk very loud, and we love to touch each other, kiss in the cheek, and we need contact. I think we are very, very, very friendly people, and we need to touch. And we are very unpunctual. They are always on time. The buses are on time. Everything is on time. When we open a bar, when we open a restaurant, and we usually always are the last. We don't have to do queues to pay or to order something. We are very impatient. And personally, I think that the biggest difference is the way of seeing life. I mean, we love to spend time with friends. We don't care about siesta, have a beer with friends. We don't take so seriously the concept of work and have a pension. Thinking about the future, I think there are quite a lot of differences, but the main difference is we are very expressive people. It's my opinion.
Yes, so we have some characteristics that make us sound a little bit aggressive. I agree with you too. Who else can say?
Evelasco saw the situation, the scenario a little bit differently. Go ahead, Evelasco.
Hello again. I didn't understand this test as they did. I completely agree with Perez. I think she explained really good her point of view, but I believe that they are not co-workers or colleagues, because the task say that they go out in the evening after work, but they are a group of friends, but maybe they are not co-workers. So if they are friends, I think that Bob doesn't need to rock the boat. I mean, he doesn't need to blend in. He needs to rock the boat because they are not really good friends. If he has chosen this friend, I don't believe that they are... I mean, sometimes it's good to make jokes, and friends, for some, they make jokes about other people, they gossip sometimes, but I believe this behavior is excessive, and Bob needs to find other friends because the behavior of these friends is weak, even evil. And if he needs, I'm sure that he can other friends that share hobbies with him, and that he can talk with them in a safer way. So this is my point. That they are really not
point taken.
Good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that sometimes gossip is something natural. I mean, that we can sometimes we don't have common topics, and but we have common friends, right? So sometimes it's easier to talk about somebody else just because of the sake of talking about something, right? And sometimes I don't really some friend of mine said we always go to meetings or to we always go out just to avoid being gossiped about. So I don't really mind people talking about myself and about my my character, because I think that everybody has to accept that we can be very nice sometimes and very obnoxious some other times, right? And sometimes I think that people, what you someone said before, have some kind of this anxiety because they think that everybody has to think about well about it. That might not be the case, but sometimes I feel very anxious about others' opinions. And I think that that should be, we could, should cope with this. I mean, we shouldn't really mind about what other people think about us to begin with. Okay, here I have a link. I don't know if they can look. If I can suggest something, this is a nice link where I have found, where native speakers really discuss this topic. So there you can also find other expressions dealing with gossip and mutual friends. And I think that this is kind of human. So in every country, there is one people gossip about because we live in a community, right? And sometimes gossip is good. So think about, for example, this family of these 12 children that were chained to their seat and that they have been treated so badly. So I think that if the community around them would have, have some gossip about them, they could have come up or found out what the problem was with that family. So I don't know, sometimes we are too serious about gossip when I think we shouldn't take it so seriously. Thomas, shall we just give a last chance to everybody to talk about, or shall we finish the session?
If you would like to intervene to say something else related to any of the scenarios or maybe to anything that was mentioned today, you simply have to click on the small person icon in the Usuarios Conectados square and you will raise your hand so that I will notice. Otherwise, you can write anything you want to say on the chat and I will give you the floor again.
I think they are tired already. So you will have this, the next section on Thursday, right?
Yes, it's Thursday, late afternoon. Thursday, late
afternoon. Okay, so thank you very much to everybody. And we will have our next talk will be, well, actually it's a tutorial, a conversation tutorial in a fortnight or in a month, I think, right, Thomas?
Yes, it's third week of February. We'll announce it this Friday after we finish with this month's tutorial. Right?
Oh, perfect. Okay, so everybody can know the date pretty in advance. Okay, thank you very much, Thomas, for your help.
And thank you all for coming.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.